What if testosterone therapy didn't just shut down the body's natural rhythm, but it actually reawakened it? What if peptides like BPC-157 and KPV could seal the leaks in the gut lining, calm the inflammatory storm, and rebuild the matrix that reconnects every cell in the body? What if parasites weren't just physical invaders, but reflections of the energetic clutter we refuse to release? Today, we are sitting down with Dr. Chris Shade, the founder of Quiksilver Scientific and one of the most advanced thinkers in detox, liposomal delivery, and regulatory medicine. We are going to explore how nano-delivered systems are changing the way hormones, peptides, and nutrients communicate with our biology, from the gut to our glands, to the cell, to the soul. We go deep. Tune in, grab your notepads. Remember, with Quiksilver Scientific, you can use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN for a generous discount on all their products. And if you're somebody who's been interested in peptides and you don't love needles, definitely stick around to hear how their liposomal formulations of things like BPC-157 and TB-500 are changing the way we utilize these next generation signaling molecules. Let's go. Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast, where healing meets high performance. From cancer recovery to wellness technology, we bring you real stories and real innovators to help you reclaim your biology and build your personal blueprint for health. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. Our repeat offender, Chris Shade.
Guilty as charged.
Guilty as charged. I was saying that I was at the ILADS event. We're talking all about Lyme and chronic illness, and I was next to your team.
Yep.
Matt Malone. He's just a great guy. Well-educated. I really like the way he was engaging with practitioners. Very educational.
Yeah.
And...
no, he's very heady, very education forward.
Yeah.
Really into all the science of it.
Man, we need it in that industry. And the other thing I was saying before we hit record is that that community, it's dwindled. I remember when ILADS was like thousands of people, yeah, and there were like maybe 400 people there.
Oh.
It was just slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, now I've only gone there once. And a lot of these things, you know, they come up, they're hot, and then they just kind of drift away. You know, and there's a mixture of things. Maybe people get bored, but how can you get bored of Lyme? Because it's like only getting bigger, at least in terms of awareness of it. But often the organizations get a little stale. And I don't know, I've been to ILADS once, but, you know, these organizations will have the same people going all the time talking about the same thing, even though hot new stuff is coming up. You know, I remember we had Chris Turnpaul, one of the great Lyme guys on the East Coast. He's got 15 practitioners in his clinic. Every single patient is tested for Lyme. And he was going, he wanted to talk on all these new liposomal formats for the traditional herbs that they're using, how strong they are, and the mix with all other stuff, how they're really nailing these cases. They wouldn't let him speak. They'd give him a poster presentation, something you give to like college kids.
It's just something new. It's an interesting space. And I've always viewed conferences, which it's shifted over the years, it's an opportunity to come together and really share. But as you know, it's kind of like a pay to play. Well, we're going to give a 20-minute slot, even though you might be the guy in the trenches.
Yeah.
Really making profound change for people. And it's just such a big
thing. You know, the leaders have been doing it a certain way. You want to come and do something different. They're like, no.
Yeah.
And then commercial interests get in there. And, you know, I mean, that's tough for me because I'm a commercial interest.
That's right.
But I'm just doing cutting edge shit and it's great. Yeah. And it's like, I got to get it out there because it works.
Yeah. You were always a big name. You know, I listened to you with Ben Greenfield.
Yeah.
You know, we went to the Runga event.
Runga here in Austin.
We had the Silver Bullet. We were at the Music Hill Ranch. Right. I still say that that event was one of the best things I've ever read to in my life.
Oh, I mean, that just nailed it on all levels.
You know,
like all things, you know, they peak and then something else happens.
Isn't it interesting the way
it
becomes and you're like, what could this be? And sometimes it just unwinds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is the natural.
It's the natural order, time. You know?
Yeah.
Something new. Jump on that.
Yeah. Something new. And I've just really seen Quiksilver. You guys are everywhere right now.
Yeah.
Everywhere. It just seems like whether it's MagTeam formulations or it's the peptides you came out with or support for Lyme, the Lyme community. It's you guys got a lot of great stuff and people seem to be embracing it.
Oh, yeah. We had first half of this year, we had 43% growth over last year. You don't do that at this size unless you're really hitting it. And it was like, you know, they talk about tipping points and there was like the tipping point when the early adopters, the rad guys get on. But the tipping point now is like, everybody's like, yeah, this shit works the best. We got to do it.
Yeah. And the other thing I just want to address, we did a podcast last year in December.
Yep.
And when you walked in the door, I was like, you're trim. Yeah. Like you're svelte and you're like, you look great.
Yep. That's what's going on. What happened? You know, it's like a two-part thing, but you saw me after I got through all the Lyme stuff. The last one was the peptides, and it's the BPC-157 with KPV. KPV drastically underutilized, and it is the signal to tighten up the tight junctions in the GI and get rid of leaky gut. It is the signal to stop the what's called the inflammasome. It's this trigger NF-kappa B gets going, and that goes into your nucleus and makes you signal to release all the pro-inflammatory cytokines. And those go back and re-signal. It gets in this loop and you need something to cut it. And that's, you know, some of the fish oil stuff was about trying to cut that, but you need these pathways like the KPV in action for those to work even. And so KPV just goes in and just blocks that. And the beauty of it is it's not anti-inflammatory or immune suppressive when there's no inflammation. It's only reacting to when you get TNF, alpha, IL-1B. These are these inflammatory cytokines that are grinding this cycle. And that's what we get into in our modern age, whether it's post-infection we're not resolving or all the toxins that are coming in, the EMF. We need these halt signals. And that KPV, oh my God, it was just amazing. And I used a little bit and then I went to Kathmandu. I spend a couple of weeks every year over there at a monastery that I'm part of. Mm-hmm. And it was funny, you know, I'm like, I'm not getting those big worms, you know, so I bring albendazole and ivermectin and I'm like nailing that every day. And sure enough, I didn't get any big worm, but, you know, protozoans came in and just destroyed me. I made all these local friends and they're like, let me take you to my local eatery, you know, and you eat all this weird stuff. And I thought I was going to die, you know, and people were getting sick up there. It was the opening of a monastery. So I gave all my supplements. I was using one on everybody just to keep this from getting worse. And by the end, I had this wicked protozoan infection and had no supplements. Got home, had my stuff like flown to me in New York. And it was amazing how fast that took care of it. Mm-hmm. We have a new parasite formula, Microbe Manager Paramax. And that goes everywhere from small to big. And it was just... that just knocked that down. And then that BPC KPV just sealed up my gut. And there's like, and I just shrunk right down. I just don't carry extra weight anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I want to address that for a second because my go-to for years for microorganisms, parasitic infections, had always been the CellCore platform.
Right.
CellCore had just acquired another company that had a very special microbe formula.
Biocidin. Right.
And so now you guys are basically making a very similar product. What happened in that?
Yeah. CellCore, you know, they had always had some people manufacture a bunch of antimicrobials for them. And they were pretty good. And Biocidin had one, and that was pretty good. Not real strong, but it was pretty good. And we made the liposomal format for that. And so they had two formats, one that was better on the GI and then one that was better systemic. A lot of the Lyme people use that. And that was the liposomal. We no longer make that for them. Yeah, they're bought by, you know, private equity company. They're like, you want to control all this?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Designs for Health did that before. We used to make all their glutathione and all their liposomes. Disaster.
Do it anymore.
No.
No.
No, I don't want to be associated with those products. I had the same thing with Biocidin now, but it was funny. Same week that they did that, we came out with this Microbe Manager Paramax, and it has been spectacular. Mm-hmm. I've been, you know, kind of given up on naturals for parasites because it was just all the formulas, all the just take this, just take that. Nothing was really knocking it out from big to small. And we started building this formula out, and we had some of the traditionals, you know, clove, wormwood, garlic, and then some of the strong essential oils, oregano, thyme, and cinnamon, and then we put olive leaf extract, a big thing of propolis. And propolis is interesting because it forms the core of our particles, but it's broadly antimicrobial. And the last thing in there was lemongrass oil. And so we wanted it to be strong on the parasites, but as soon as you have parasites, they're immunosuppressing you. And there's these white blood cells called CD4s and CD8s. And CD4s are like the sergeants. They tell you, the CD8s, who are the soldiers, where to go kill. And when you suppress the CD4s, the CD8s just walk around like they're on leave and they don't do anything. And parasites do that. So you stop killing. So as soon as you have a parasite, you have secondary viral and bacterial stuff. And there's a whole pyramid of stuff living in there. And so you got to be able to cut the head off and deal with all that propagation below. And so we wanted to address all that. And that's why there's so many overlapping ingredients, like the lemongrass oils, really primarily naturopaths use that for viral stuff. And so we wanted to be touching everything. Now, you know, you got lime, you're going to bring in the Cryptocomax or the Cryptolepis. You know, you want to really go after the viruses. You can do the cat's claw VMAX, but this is one that starts from the top and presses everything down at the same time. And we started using that, people, and it was just fantastic. Even at low doses, like one per day, people with years-long issues, because these issues propagate all the way through and you have all that environmental sensitivity and you're just reacting to everything. You don't really know what's what. Mm. And you're using, you know, you're trying to do liver detox, but it's like not working super, super well. And you're reacting to all your foods. And once you pull those creatures out of there, everything starts unfolding. And the beauty of it from a psycho-emotional and spiritual perspective mm-hmm. is that this stuff is all inner-outer. There's one thing on the inside, there's one thing on the outside. You know, I believe that, seen it again and again and again. And I do a lot of energy medicine for people. I know I play a PhD on TV, but when people are really stuck, they come to me. And there's a lot of clearing of the outer parasite. You know, you get these energy fields around you that we call entities. But it's like there's one reaching from the inside and one reaching from the outside, and it controls your behavior. I mean, you just look into the biology around parasites. You know, you have like with Bartonella, you know, this mm-hmm. mouse gets Bartonella, runs up to the cat, and like smacks it on the face. So the cat will eat it and propagate the field. And so these things kind of create behaviors that propagate their existence.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the problems that we run into our life and our behavior problems, the way we, people like to say manifest, we just put our own blockages right in front of us. We just create our own trouble. And when you start unwinding that, there's a change, not just in your body suddenly is freed up, but your mind is freed up too.
And, yeah.
I mean, that's the funnest thing to watch.
I am such a big fan of like a rewiring, a limbic system rewiring, dynamic neural retraining as a component
in
the chronic illness world, because it all of a sudden it says, okay, we're going to do all this stuff here medicinally.
Yeah.
And then how hardwired is that loop, that response, as you say, to I respond to everything? You know, I'm weak, I have mold, and there's this heaviness of this ownership of this like weak pincushion that I find that practice daily starts to kind of cut tethers.
Oh, tethers to that outside energy. Or is it, you know, because the way I feel it and, you know, can test it is, you know, this thing coming out in from the outside, linking into something from the inside. Or do we just project that out? Or is it a combination of the two? Yeah. I think it's a combination and there's something inside and maybe it's controlling the limbic and we've trained ourselves with it and we reach to the outside to something to further that sense of our victimization. And then we just start putting together situations that keep furthering that and propagating it. And that kind of rewiring is just so, so important.
Yeah, imperative.
Imperative. The only way to get better.
Most of the clinics that I send people to are respect. That's a component. And they don't like to work with people, especially when they've been stuck and they've gone from practitioner to practitioner, unless they're willing to have that as a component.
Oh, no, it's huge. And, you know, I really should look at that more at the different Because for me, it's like a real instant thing. You know, I've been doing Taoist and Buddhist stuff. Sure. I'm like, you're free, you know? Yeah. Like, it's like, it's not like we just do laying out of hands here, you know? And so having the right systems to point people to, you know, as long as I have the inner systems, you know, it'd be good for me to point people to the, you know, the right system. What kind of systems do you like?
There's one called Reorigin. A guy out of New York who, Ben Aherns, Ben's on leave writing a book, but his program's up and running. It's great community. Interactive, you know, $270 for the whole year to have access to this. And you have people that are going along every day. There's check-ins. There's an app. Did you do your exercises? I really like Ben and I really like what he's created. I also love the Gupta program.
Yep.
And there's another one that I've not looked into called Primal Trust that people like. It's very, very simple, easy, accessible. You know, it hits the right.
What kind of things are they doing in these?
You know, it's almost like I like to think so they very much follow a game of baseball. And I'll say this, it's like, imagine starting at home base. You're like, I have Lyme and I'm chronically ill.
Yeah.
Because I'm chronically ill, I will always feel tired and sick. Because I'm tired and sick, I'll never have the relationship and love that I want. Yeah. I'll never feel good. And you kind of go through the baseball loop and you walk it through once and you kind of get that emotional charge to the surface.
Heart hurts.
You know what I mean? But you bring it to the awareness.
Yeah. Oh, so you actually go out and say that. So you're like, I'm totally doing that.
Yeah, you're right. You're going to bring up the dirt.
Mm.
And then once it's up and you feel it and you have this visceral, then you go in this exercise. Essentially, it's sort of, you rewrite the story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My body now is it's in a compromised state. But in this state, I have the opportunity, because I am slowed down, I can do deeper listening.
Yeah.
You know, in the state of listening, what do I feel? In this down days, what can I do? I can lean into quality music I love, or if I can only be on the couch today, then I'm going to listen.
So many good things we can do.
There's so many good things you can do. But oftentimes we say, we see the life that we had over the fence and we'll never reach it again. And we'll hold ourselves in that position forever. So it's a practice of rewriting.
You know, I always used to say, there's a time at which you have to say, yeah, I am sick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the type A's, it's just running and running and running. You know, even Mark Hyman talks about that. Like, oh, man, I just blew myself out. I remember when he went to Maui and just, like, focused on himself for a while. There's a time you got to say, yeah, right, I'm the sick one. But not the, I am the sick one. And then there's a time where you got to say, nah, I'm not. I'm done. I did my work. I'm coming back. But I think if we do it from the beginning, then it'll all be productive.
Do you know Chris Williamson?
Don't.
Chris has probably the biggest YouTube channel in one of the world, and beautiful, beautiful production. Like, he sets up a film studio for podcasts and it's wonderful. He's, first of all, he's an incredibly intelligent guy, but he was in the news a month ago and he was like, I've been doing all this work. I got to tell the world right now. I'm so sick.
Yeah.
So sick. And Chris looks like an Adonis. He's like a specimen of a human being. Great guy.
Yeah.
And he walked through this video, basically like an hour, saying, I've got mold, I've got liver flukes, I've got Lyme, I've got that. And they're showing him working with all the doctors and they're doing the plasma exchange and he's in the hospital and he's doing the IV ozone and all the things. And very much it was, a lot of the framing was, his team was walking down, they're like, we got to take care of this.
Yeah.
We got to take care of the mold. We got to take care of the Lyme. And it was like a disease checklist.
Yep.
In which they were, the theory was, we get rid of the things and then all of a sudden I feel good.
Yeah.
And that wasn't his experience. Just because we clear things.
Good.
Just because we clear things, right? It doesn't mean that the body's all of a sudden better.
Yeah.
And I looked at it. I was like, oh my God, of course he's struggling. Like, look at what he's producing.
Yes. He's documenting and ritualizing his being underneath the control of larger forces.
Yeah. And you know, I think about this thing, that like this world we live in today, and it's like, am I meant to have, you know, 40 million downloads, be hyperconnective, have a business, have a drink business, have a thing. And you see it. I feel it on a small scale. It's like, God, I make so much stuff. Is this what I'm meant to do?
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's tough. You know, I've been going through recently like a structural thing, you know, and I was in there with like my inner, like my deep spiritual people. And it's like, I hold a lot, you know, I got this whole company and it's like, it's not just I'm making these products and making business. I have 110 people in my family I have to care for.
Yeah.
And then I have all the people using this that I have to care for. I have the responsibility of putting out perfect stuff. And I signed up for it and I'm not complaining, but there's a lot flowing through me and I have to have less and less friction. And, you know, sometimes I realized I was contracting a little, trying not to feel it all.
Yeah.
You know, and it was crazy. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it was squeezing a nerve going through my arm. And I'm like, now I just got to open up more. And I'm an open heart guy. And then, you know, it was, you know, somebody sent me this heart meditation. It was this morning even. And I was like, bah! I was like, oh, shit, I had to close that off a little bit. You know, and it's like, how do we have stuff, hold it up and stay open? Mm-hmm. And not let any of the narrative sneak in around the ego. Just like, I'm coming here to serve.
Yeah. Yeah. I find that as time goes on, specifically in the last month, I've been having moments of true overwhelm. Like, you know, you make a post, you put out a podcast, you make a video, you go to an event, follow up with people after. And as I would go into my phone and, you know, kind of check the volume on things.
Yeah.
So like, what's the traction like? The secondary and tertiary content or the posts that I would see felt very heavy. You know, everybody's hurting. Everybody's complaining. You know, everybody's got a problem with everybody right now. You know, it's just,
brutal.
It's a rough portal. Like I'm going into all the time.
Yeah.
And for me to, I got to a point where I was like, I know this isn't good for me. Dude, I kept catching myself going to the phone, you know, going back.
Yeah.
I would set it down and be like, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Go to check an email. And then I'm back in that portal again. And I'm letting myself spin. I had an appreciation for how powerful it is.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what am I going there for?
Yeah.
What do I need? How can I get back to the work? You know, how can the simplicity? The simplicity is taking the dog for a walk.
Yeah.
Phone doesn't come. We're just going to focus on the dog poop right now.
Yeah.
The crisp leaves.
Yeah.
The beautiful Austin temperature.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So that's when you're you. You know, that's when your power comes out.
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah. No, it's hard.
Really hard.
You know, I don't do, other people do my social media. So I'm like, oh, I'm free from that. I found myself an addict to the newsfeed.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I'm not doing anything. Look.
Yep.
Why?
Why?
You know, why?
Like, yeah.
Come on, presence.
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 Where do I have power?
Presence.
Because you can't do anything about the newsfeed.
Yeah,
nothing.
No. It was just to focus off of just being in your own power, just feeling you got to spin. You know, the only way I can keep up with everything that I do is having so many people do it.
Yeah.
You know, I have a phenomenal team.
The best.
That handles, aren't they amazing?
Unreal.
I mean, totally. I have unreal
team.
And they just are so dedicated to Quiksilver. Love it so much. And they get so much on there, just curated, just the best. And I just got to show up and be myself. And it's really being myself and holding that energy is all they need.
Yeah.
And I don't need me running around. They need me being strong. Mm-hmm. And that demands that I be present.
Yeah. Beautiful. You know, we jumped in and we said a lot of, you know, we have a varying degree of people hearing the show.
We were just like, whoa.
we took off to the moon, took off to Mars. And there's so much information now. A big question I get in the space is like, where do I go for education? Where do I go for training? Where's my framework? Where's my foundational protocol? Again, you're saying stuff that I explore every single day, the tight junctions of the gut, the biome, the exposome, inflammatory circulating proteins that may or may not be in check. Do you have anywhere that you love? You're like, you know what? This is a great platform. This guy's putting out great stuff. It could be a certification program. It could be functional medicine, biological medicine, school of applied functional medicine, functional diagnostic nutrition.
You know, it's a good question. I run so fast. I don't really always track what everybody's doing. And we have spectacular education, but, you know, it's on the doctor side. And recently we acquired a platform called NABA, NABA.com, Natural Art of Being Alive. Mm-hmm. And they were doing something like Mind Valley Green, you know, sharing content. And that's our consumer wellness community. And we just opened that up and we're putting stuff more to consumer level in there. These journeys, here's your detox journey, a men's health journey, women's health journey. So we're trying to put that stuff. It's pretty simple at this point. We're not down to immunology stuff and Lyme stuff, but that is where I won't put a lot of that out. But yeah, it is kind of spread all around. There are people that are really good at one part and I was good at another part. So,
yeah,
you know, I don't have like the grail for you.
No, I didn't assume, but I know people have their slant. I mean, I have people that I trust. And then I usually send people to, if I see a clinic that's doing really good in the trenches and that they're having great results, I'm like, what's your guys' belief system around medicine or health? You know, it's usually some blend of this fundamentals. And then, you know, how has our working with that terrain evolved over time?
Yeah. And, you know, like tomorrow we're doing this full day teaching here in Austin. But, you know, again, it's a doctor event. And what we used to do is go around to other people's conferences and you get some little slice of time to like lay down your thing.
Yep.
And you have a booth and you're talking to a million doctors. We're like, no, we're going to run our own thing. And 8 hours talking about how we see these problems and on the parts that they reach into your body and how you start bringing everything together. So I think we're doing a great job on that doctor side, but I do want to get more out to the consumer, which is, it's a continuum, but it's more or less split into the ones who don't know a lot. And then the ones who do know a lot, either because they're obsessed like biohackers or because they have to, like the chronically ill, the mold, the Lyme, they're like, I got to learn all this stuff. And so I do want to put more resources out there.
I think, what's the name of the event?
It's Quicksilver Advanced Learning Seminars, which is a little long. We're going to change it. Our national event is November 8th, and it's going to be QSX, the Quicksilver Experience. And that's out in Colorado.
Yeah.
But the QALS, we do QALS 1, 2, and 3, and there were these different levels. One was detox focus, the next was brain focus. And then November 8th starts a year of doing immune focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be there with a Flopresso, with a full body drainage suit.
For that.
Yeah, and just going to speak a little bit at lunch on lymph and glymph.
Oh, yeah. This is awesome. So we're putting together this immune thing. We're looking at brain and immune and things like lymph. And I change a flight and I sit in the back of a United flight and I'm going probably from Boston to New York. And I sit in the back and I fall asleep and I wake up and I look over and there's this Chinese kid reading this paper and there's a diagram of the brain and it's talking about inflammation driven by Epstein-Barr blocking lymphatic drainage.
Yeah.
And this dude's an MIT grad student going to the lab of the guy who discovered the glymph. And we just start launching and talking about all this stuff. And he's getting his PhD in neuroimmunology. And I'm like, no way. How did I end up next to this dude? You know, and I'm like, that paper. And I'm like, here, take my card. And we start talking about all the controlling the immune system and peptides and all that. And he's like, you know, when I graduate, is there a place out there beyond academia? I'm like, oh my God, is there ever? Everybody cares about this. And there's a whole business being built around trying to understand this stuff and take it away from the drug companies to where we can really work on it.
Yeah.
That was just one of those beautiful strikes of God.
I went down to I was at an injection training down in ultrasound guided injection training in Tampa. Really beautiful setup. It's called myinjectiontraining.com.
No way.
Full floor of a building in Tampa, looking out over the ocean. They got 30 doctors in there. They're teaching how to work with the terrain. Ultrasound guided biologics, exosomes, PRP, stem cells.
Yep.
And they're teaching the art of placing this in the body for 2 days, and they do it twice a month.
So killer setup.
Yeah. We taught about the role of the lymphatic system, right? Yep. Clearing some of the noise before we add the biologics. And I walk into the training room and I'm looking, they got all their Netter books out, all the physiology and anatomy books, you know, the old Netter, like the early versions. And there's a 5 copies of these like old medical textbooks. And on the side of one, somebody had written the name Kimmel, my last name.
Yeah.
On the side of the book. And I was like, whose book is this? They're like, we don't know. And it was one of those moments that was like, it was Kimmel's book. Yeah. I was like, you're in the right spot.
Totally.
You're in the right spot. And it was a very, very, the synergy, you know, the kindness, the mission.
That stuff is great.
It was beautiful. It was really, it's a beautiful setup. Myinjectiontraining.com.
That's great. Yeah, I had nerve hydro dissection done at Avi Hirschkowitz's. Matt Cook was doing
Matt Cook, but yeah.
Yeah, he made it, you know, a little bit more known, but Avi and some guy named Mike Chen was doing it for me. And I had had a bad hernia operation. I mean, you know, these young guys, all they know is arthroscopic. I'm like, I want open because I don't want your permanent net in there. And the guy just railed my nerve going through there. And I was like, oh my God. And so everything was numb down my left side and it was horrible pain. And yeah, these guys with ultrasound took that needle right in, found the adhesion where the nerve was stuck and injected exosomes and came down in there and just split it. And they're like, is that? And all of a sudden I was like, Bish! Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
You know, it was just great. It. Just open everything.
Unreal.
I mean, because it just shuts down. It's not just the nerve. It's shutting down all the meridians. It's shutting down all the lymphatic flow through there. Like the whole left side was compromised, of course. And I started getting stomach issues because the meridian going through there, it was like I had reflux all the time and stuff. All gone now.
Unreal.
You know, getting in there with the needle in the right place. Oh, it's so good.
Friends, here's what we know about cancer. It isn't just genetic. Less than 10% of all cancers are purely hereditary. The rest are driven by modifiable factors in our environment and our lifestyle. And that's why I am using Catch Bio. This is an AI-driven prevention platform that integrates over 500 evidence-based inputs. Things like chronic inflammation, nutrient levels, viral exposure, gut microbiome, your sleep habits, and it maps how each one influences your cancer risk. It's like having a precision prevention dashboard for your own biology. You can actually see your risk score and the interventions that lower it. It's all grounded in over 10,000 peer-reviewed studies. So you can go to catchbio.com and you can use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN and see your body through the lens of data prevention. This is radical ownership of health in practice. Team, it's 2025. And I was deplatformed from YouTube. 10 years of work, videos, content, everything I believe about health, longevity, and community is gone forever. Why? Because I talked about Silver Biotics, their toothpaste, their wound gel, and their recovery cream. That's why I was targeted. But here's the truth. This isn't influencer hype. It's science. Silver Biotics uses a proprietary nanoparticle called AG-404. Or SilverSol. These ultra-small particles, just 5 to 15 nanometers, carry a unique silver oxide coating, giving them multiple modes of action against harmful microbes. In lab studies, NanoSilver has shown antimicrobial and antibiofilm effects, for example, inhibiting candida biofilm formation. Reviews highlight how particle size and surface chemistry determine its effectiveness against microbes while remaining safe for human tissue. And here's the kicker. Silver Biotics Armor Gel is FDA cleared as a medical device for wound management. That puts it in a rare class of company. It's a natural technology with regulatory recognition. I know, I'm frustrated and I could have walked away. I could have said, you know what? It's not worth the risk. And that's not me. Silver Biotics remains our top sponsor because I believe in what they're doing and the people behind it. It's a brand for families, for moms, for anybody who believes in the body's natural ability to heal. From immune support to skin repair to pet care, they built something for everybody. So I'm not quitting on this one. And you can use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN at checkout. Try Silver Biotics today. Let's go.
I'll tell you this one more thing, then I want to get to peptides.
Yeah.
I ran into this, of course, again, very synergistic. I'm on Google. I'm down at a PT show in Houston, and then I'm looking for a contrast therapy place.
Yeah.
Because a long show, it's like 14-hour days, hard concrete floors.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to go sweat and do some cold.
Yeah.
And I want to like let the energy go at the end of the day. And this company comes up called Bimini. Bimini nanobubbled hydrotherapy. And I call the guy.
Air, nanobubbles?
Nanobubbles.
Of air?
Yeah.
In water?
Yeah. And so I call this guy. I was like, hey, I'm looking for a place. Do you guys do this? He's like, no, we make a device. We're not. But we start chatting. I have him up to Austin. He goes, I think you really want to hear what I have to say. Basically, this guy and his dad, they were tech guys developing stuff for Dell. Dad had horrible neuropathy in his feet. And they came across a technology which was used in essentially like a agricultural and wastewater treatment. Yeah. It's an electrostatic. You can do it electrostatically. You can do it mechanically.
Yeah.
We're breaking down air bubbles.
Yeah.
0.1 micron.
Yeah.
Water stable.
Yeah.
And we got a machine that will do it in your bathtub.
It's like us making liposomes, but they're making air liposomes.
Yes.
Now, I've heard about this.
Stable for weeks. And I was like, can I try it?
Yeah.
Guy brings a device up to my shoes. It's a big oxygen concentrator.
Yeah. Is this oxygen, ozone?
Just oxygen.
Yeah.
Two tubes in. There's a primer line. So you can just flip it on and it just starts work on your bathtub. 10 minutes. I got a meter for dissolved oxygen up 3,000%. I check it 6 hours later.
Yeah, they're saturated and then
still saturated.
Totally different.
So he gave me one for a week to work with. Every single night, I'm a problem sleeper. Yeah. Every single night for the week, I had 100 sleep score.
Whoa.
Every single night I track with BioStrap. BioStrap doesn't segregate REM. It looks at, because REM's kind of like,
I remember using BioStrap. A lot of these algorithms are bullshit.
They're not valid.
Totally.
You're not in a sleep study. You don't have all the right leads on the measure.
So, I saw if you change the frame of sleep. What was that? I don't even like it. Since there was the other strap one.
Whoop. Yeah.
So my whoop, it would say I would like fall asleep at 2 o'clock when I went to bed at 12. And it would say I got an hour and a half of deep sleep. I'm like, good, because I drop in hard. But I say, no, I went to bed at 12. So I move it to 12. All of a sudden, there's no deep sleep. It's like,
yeah.
Why does the frame of reading matter? But anyways, I remember the BioStrap guys go, yeah, we can't really tell like that.
They're like this. People, they're adjusting.
I thought theirs was good.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a metric. But every single night, and I felt amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Now, I had I had a lot of chemotherapy, too, for my cancer journey.
Yeah.
And I had always had very, very extreme neuropathy in my legs.
Yeah.
My quads never. And they also did want to open up one of these. So I had a lot of nerve damage. I started to slap my quads one day. I'm like, I can feel all these muscles happening again. Anyways, I lost it for 2 months because he's like, guys, like, you got to get one. You got to buy one if you want one. 10 grand. So I buy one and it's been 3 weeks. Of 100.
No.
Every single night, 3.5 to 4 hours of deep sleep, 8.5 hours of bed. I was like, I've never felt like this. I don't have a smart drug that does this. I've never taken methylene blue that does this.
You got solid energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been one of those like transformational technologies. I've never pulled the trigger on a hyperbaric.
Yeah.
I've done 20 sessions with a doctor in a hard shell.
Yeah.
And the only thing I could say is I actually felt a little worse. It's been really wild.
It's a serious commitment, the hyperbarics. I don't have that much commitment in me.
Yeah. This has been 20
hour and a half in there.
25
minutes in the bath?
Once in the morning. I actually do my morning meditation in the bath.
Yeah. Now,
and then I've been doing one maybe midday. And it's just
I want one.
Gangbusters.
I remember reading about that, you know, I don't know, 2 years ago.
They have a system called Cocoon in Hungary.
Yeah, Cocoon is the one. I'd like the $10,000 one.
100 grand.
I was like, where did I hear about this Cocoon? And they have all their, you know, miracle stories and their Cocoon water.
They did.
Bimini, eh?
Yeah. They'll be at I'll put you on with the phone.
Totally
put you on with Jason.
Yeah.
Really interesting. A lot of synergy.
Yeah. Because I was like, that totally has to happen for a lot less money.
Yes. Yeah. And I've always wanted an oxygen therapy at home. You know, I did the EWAT for a while. But, you know, you're spitting into this tube. It's not the cleanest thing in the world. You're riding a jet mask on a bike.
It's like using half of your room. A buddy of mine, Tom, went and hooked one up in my office, old place. I used it a couple of times. So it's just not my thing.
It's that integration in a lifestyle.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Everybody takes,
I have a big bath. It's just sitting there. I will use it.
Yeah. I'm a bathtub guy. Let's pivot to peptides. What would you tell somebody? We bump into somebody out here at Whole Foods. What do you say a peptide is?
Oh, peptides are major regulating signals in your body. And they're at least the ones that we're using are regulating you towards a younger state where there's more regeneration, more repair, a tighter system, more control over inflammation. Like the body is something that has this rhythm and does things, and some things it does are like burning things, you know, like inflammation, and it has to come back. It needs these controls to come back and have things under control. It needs to be regenerating, and it goes into this state where it's just trying to stay alive, and it loses some of the youthful signaling. So if anything, these are youthful signalers that signal a tighter biochemistry. And, you know, it's a pretty broad statement, but, you know, what are some of the big ones we use a lot? Like something that everybody can use would be like BPC 157. Mm-hmm. And 157 is signaling for regeneration and repair of connective tissue. Now, let's expand that out a little bit. Now, you either heard of it because it helps seal leaky gut. So that's a connective tissue between all the enterocytes, the cells in your GI tract. Or you hear about it because the athletes use it because, oh yeah, you know, I had some damage to my elbow. Now it's repairing that. Mm-hmm. But you look at the guys, it was discovered in 1993 by some French or Belgians, I think Belgians. And they said, every organ system in the body seems to benefit from this. Now, what is the one organ system that extends head to toe?
Skin?
The extracellular matrix.
Yeah.
Now, I'm calling it an organ system. Well, what does it mean? It is the extracellular matrix is the one thing that goes between everything in the body. And if you're into German biological medicine, any of the European styles of healing were all based on if you fix the matrix, the cells can fix themselves. Mm. You know, a lot of cellular stuff is fix the cells and fix everything fixes itself. But the matrix is the thing, it's the highway where all the information flows. It's where, it's not like this blood vessels go up to the cell and dump things. They have to go through the matrix. The toxins have to come through the matrix up into the cell. All the cell-to-cell communication is a hyper-ordered network of collagen strands and glucosaminoglycans and proteoglycans. And when you look at them diagrammed out, they almost look like antennas going through this vast gel. The ground substance is the gel. And then you have all this network through it where all the discussion systemically happens. Mm-hmm. BPC builds the extracellular matrix. It signals the fibroblasts and the other cells that do that to be continuously building. Now, we understand that when we have something broken and all the connective tissue is broken and it gets fixed and our pain goes away and it works better. But between every cell in the body, if all that is working better, the whole body works better. You know, I came in here, you said, you look great. Well, it's like the whole thing's working.
Yeah.
And, you know, the biggest one for me is BPC with KPV. And KPV is the one, this is 3 amino acid. It's a lysine, proline, valine. Like all these things, you make them in your body. You make a lot when you're young. You don't make so much when you're older. The command and control to keep a tight system isn't there so much anymore. So BPC, KPV, you know, fixed all the GI stuff. Blocks the continuous propagation of inflammation and repairs all that connective tissue. It's like getting, you know, infinite acupuncture and turning the whole thing back up. So
yeah,
that's a long statement about peptides, but it just reflects how deeply I think these things heal.
Yeah.
And so BPC, KPV, if you're Lyme, mold, environmental sensitivities, so my Lyme doctors are like, that's better than the antihistamines, the cromolyn, all these things. We're trying to shut down reactivity, but we're not fixing the underlying cause. And the underlying cause is the leaky gut and the propagation of endotoxins through the system and the activation of the immune system that's right inside the gut to the food that's coming on that's propagating the inflammatory waves and just shutting down the inflammation in the periphery at the mast cells isn't stopping the signaling that's coming through.
Yeah.
So you have to stop the negative signaling and replace it with the positive signaling. Mm-hmm. And that's what a BPC KPV will do. then, you know, rebuilding after damage, then it's more BPC with TB500. TB500 is more to the muscles and the ligaments. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for the cardiovascular, that's also a big, long muscle and ligament. And TB500 is super good for that as well. And there's copper GHK. That's something, this is one of the main forms you keep copper in your body. And, you know, there's a study looking at graduate students and they're around 25 nanograms per liter of KPV in their blood. And the older professors were down at 60 or 80. So it's something that goes down with time. And it's also signaling the matrix to rebuild. It's signaling the genes, the epigenome. So the gene sets that are on and off as we go. You know, you have genes to be old and genes to be young. Yeah. And we're signaling, we have genes to be old as we get old. And the copper's moving you back to those younger genes. And so those are just some of the peptides that I make and use and what they do. And then you get to the bioregulators. Mm-hmm. Epitalin, thymolin, you know, the Kabinsin over in Russia was the USSR, it was the Soviet Institute of Gerontology. They've been doing gerontology for decades.
Yeah.
And they did this long study with people that are taking them when they're 60 and putting them on these two peptides. One that comes, that regulates thymic immune activity. Mm-hmm. Because when we get back to it, aging is an immunological disease, a failure to control inflammation correctly. Mm-hmm. And one for the pineal gland. And the pineal gland one elongates the telomeres. And that was like the holy grail for so long. What drug is going to elongate the telomeres? Because as we age, the telomeres, these end caps on this holographic system called the chromosome, get weaker and weaker, and the integrity of the hologram starts breaking down. Mm. Like if you're a materialist, you think the end cap goes down and the genes on the end get scuffed up. But actually, when the end cap goes down, genes all the way through stop working right because the hologram loses its integrity.
Yeah.
And so how do you expand that? People were working forever. It turns out this little 4 amino acid peptide that you make from the pineal gland is the key to doing that. And all cause mortality in these old people lived longer. It was like, I forget how many less people died over this period of time if they were taking these versus the others. So
I
those
remember
are coming
the
out next. You're signaling your body to be younger.
I remember some of the work he had done with some of the Olympic young female gymnasts.
Oh, yeah.
And the extreme aging that happened from some of these gymnasts after going through a training cycle to meet an Olympic game. And with the, I'm 99% sure it was with bioregulators.
Yeah.
And well, bioregulators
will always be bioregulators.
Right. Right. It was it's an edible.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So those were, now we can get pure one synthesized. Those were glandular extracts. You know, they're supplements. Those aren't drugs. Everybody's like, those are drugs. It's like, no, a bunch of these are just natural.
Yeah.
I mean, GLPs are drugs and, you know, some of these other things are, but these aren't. These are just glandular extracts. You know, what's fun is I just got in touch with Valentina Gaylord, mm-hmm. Mitch Gaylord. Do you remember Mitch Gaylord? The men's, I think, 94 Olympic gymnastic team, only time we won gold.
Yeah, I do.
I started hanging out with them. I met Mitch's wife, uh-huh. and Mitch on some peptides. There's a whole bunch of Bart Connors and Nadia Comaneci hangs out with them. Greg Louganis, Mary Lou Retton. And I like met, you know, I'm like got into these people. I'm like, I'm giving you all peptides.
Yeah.
You know, because they do, they age so hard and they get beaten up and they're just crushed at this age. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I didn't realize he was doing that with them. Yeah, they just kill themselves doing those training cycles.
Yeah.
And I bet he had fantastic results with those.
Yeah, wild. Wild. So we have multiple ways to get peptides into the body. You know, I've experimented with plenty of injectables and had some good results. Yeah. I've talked about this a lot on the show. Sorry, everybody, that some of the ones that I really loved, like the CJC ipamorelin, I started to have a response to. I started to get like a tennis ball.
Yep.
I say lump. I mean, like, dude, and it was itchy. I was like, I need to go outside and itch. Like, that's all I could think about.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, whether it's the DAC, the drug activating compound inside or the combo, I haven't been able to go back on it, but I felt incredible.
No, even TA1, I did that with. And, you know, I've heard of people having much more severe reactions, especially with growth hormone ones. And so it's just dumping a whole bunch of stuff right onto the skin where there's a huge amount of immune activity that's looking for stuff breaking through the skin.
Yep.
And, you know, cuts and infections and stuff. And you dump that stuff in there. And a lot of people get reactive to it. And the more you do it, the more reactive you get. And so now we're moving into this sublingual nanoliposomal delivery. So we'll wrap these peptides in little bubbles of phosphatidylcholine, same way we do glutathione and vitamin C and all the other stuff. Take it sublingual, goes through, or take it into oral, and it goes through the mucous membranes and the capillaries, whatever you swallow goes in. Some of it's not encapsulated, just goes through to the GI, but for, you know, KPV and BPC, that's good. But a whole bunch of it goes systemically, and we've been having a phenomenal results with that.
Yep.
And we split the peptide world into these ones. Clearly are supplements. These are natural compounds, and they go down with time. Some of them are glandular extracts. We're doing those as supplements. These over here, and you know, that would be the GLPs, thymosin alpha 1, because it was a drug. Anything that had been a drug before, thymopentin, then the growth hormone stimulators, we're going to put those all in the compounding world. And we sell the delivery systems to the compound pharmacies, and the doctors put in scripts, and they put those into intraoral deliveries, mm-hmm. including GLPs. You can do those orally now. They work fantastic. So we got that pathway going. And for the doctors on our website, we're going to have a prescription platform for the qualified doctors to put prescriptions through to the compounding pharmacies that use our delivery system. So now all these things can come off the needle, whether it's because you're starting to have immune reactions to the sub-Q shots or because you don't like needles.
What's the limitation as far as, like, I've heard there are the size of the peptide determines if it can be a sublingual. Is that true? Or are you going to tell that everything will be sublingual at some point or no?
Yeah. See, that's just saying sublingual in I dissolve the peptide water and I hold it in my mouth. Does some go through the mouth?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then they got to be really small. Then you're in your 2 to 4 amino acid range. But if you're wrapping them in a liposome, that changes things totally. Mm-hmm. Now, the smaller they are, the more efficiently I can get those into a liposome. And so BPC is pentadecapeptide. That's 15 amino acids. Thymolin is 9. Eptalin, I think, is 8. All those work great in these liposomes, but then we are able to get these, you know, 50 amino acid GLPs working. We just change a little bit the way the size of the liposome so we can get that stuff in there. Now, the efficiency goes down a little bit, a little less of them inside. So for the GLPs, you're using 5 to 7 times what you would in an injection. So what you would do per week or a little less is what you do per day, and it works the same. But because we don't have to put it in a injectable vial, the cost ends up being about the same doing it sublingual.
Right.
So we just test out what are the transfer equivalences, how much more. So for these small ones, it's like 1.5 to 2 times as much as you inject, you do oral. And I mean, it's just been miraculous. So the BPC line has just been miraculous. And now the Epitalin Thymolin line is coming out next. You know, I've tested it out. It's been amazing, but that'll be out in a couple of weeks. So we'll get that one out there. But we have a bunch of doctors using the GLPs and they're like, these work great.
Amazing. Amazing. What about a hormone? What about something like testosterone? Can you do that as a...
Of course. How do you think I take testosterone? Yeah, you know, I was working on that since 2015. I have a really solid patent around that. And in fact, our whole hormone line, we have hormone line that is over-the-counter, the hormone line that's doctor-only, and then a hormone line that has to go through the compounding pharmacies. And that's really the testosterone. That's a controlled substance.
That's right.
But we developed out this sublingual testosterone. And it's a totally different way. It's totally different theory on doing testosterone supplementation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and people start teaching something as if it's gospel, and you'll say, we're doing it this way, but but you can't. You have to do it that way. Why? Because somebody taught you to do that. Somebody taught them and taught them and taught them. So the dogma was you have to keep this steady level of testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
What's the actuality of an 18-year-old? Why do we have something called morning wood? Boom. Spike in the morning. And then it's pulsatile. There's a couple spikes through the day.
Yeah.
But the morning spike is the biggest one.
Mm.
And so when you do an injectable like testosterone cypionate, you keep your levels really high. You suppress testicular activity. You suppress the hypothalamic pituitary gonadal axis. Mm-hmm. You turn down the stimulants, FSH and LH, which stimulate your body to do these things, pulses. You suppress them, and then you get testicular atrophy. Your testicles, you know, I mean, I know old guys, you know, well, like me, who've been on a long time, are like, we're essentially ballless. In fact, I got Dave Asprey to say that because we'd both been on Cypionate for a while.
Yeah.
And I started joking, you know, I'm so open about this stuff,
yeah.
You know, and Asprey's like, all right, that's right. We're essentially ballless at this point. That was that way.
Yeah.
Now there's this new way. You do this stuff sublingual and say you go in and, you know, you're coming off Cypionate and your testosterone's like 200. You take, in the early stuff, we were doing 15 milligrams. Now we do 30 milligrams to 40 milligrams a day. 15 milligrams would take your testosterone up to about 2,500
mm-hmm.
in 20, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the next couple of hours, it would go back down to baseline.
Mm-hmm.
When it's up there, it rings the bell of the androgen receptors and propagates that effect through the body. Testosterone is not like caffeine. Like when it's high, you're up and you have an erection and you want to work out, and it'll slow you down. You have these pulses that hit the receptors, and there's a propagation of activity that lasts for hours and hours and hours all through the day. And so once a day or even twice a day is all you need to get the activity, the androgenicity mm-hmm. of the testosterone. And then what's beautiful, on the descending limb of the pharmacokinetic curve, that's the time up to the peak, and when it comes down, there's pulse of FSH and LH come out as your hypothalamic pituitary sensing system senses your testosterone going away and it says, testicles make more. And you get a pulse and it re-engages your testicles instead of suppressing them. And actually, for the first couple of weeks you're on, you actually may have like a soreness in your testicles, like
yeah,
a little throbbing. Like if you'd done HCG. I had a friend who'd do high dose HCG to bring your testicles back. She had me do 10,000 I used once. I was like, oh my God, I feel like getting picked in the nuts, you know? So I'd go down to lower ones just enough to be like, there it is. When I switched from Cypionate to this, I had that for like 2-3 weeks. And sure enough, everything grew back.
Wow.
You're like, whoa.
Cool.
You know, it's like, I got testicles again, you know, and like everything that comes with that, semen volume, quality, sperm count. You're not using it as a contraceptive. And like, we're moving all these people over to it. And do you know what John Jakish is? He made the X3 band.
Oh,
he's our biggest proponent.
Yeah.
There's something called Casitrex. And so he independently had this idea that this is the way you should do it. Now, I saw that and I found all these papers. I sent them. He'd never even seen them. He's just like, physiologically, this is the way you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was using Casitrex, which is an oral, but they got to take 400 milligrams to get anything in the blood. We're doing 20 to 40, depending on how big you are and stuff, and nailing it. And so he switched from Casitrex to ours. He went off Cypionate. This guy's 56 like me. He's working out. He said, I'm getting more gains than I ever have. And so he's out there singing the praises of this. And I had found these papers where scientists were working on this problem. How do you do a more physiologically natural method of testosterone supplementation? And they were doing cyclodextrin inclusions, and they were first injecting them into these mice. They would take a dose, they would castrate mice, and they'd say, how much testosterone to get male sexual behavior back? Have them mount and have sex.
Right.
And they found a dose where if they did it, spread it all through the day, it didn't work. But if they pulsed it once a day, it did it.
Mm.
And then they started dialing in. Sometimes they do twice a day. And what's the dose? And then they compared it to Cypionate. And they were able to get all the benefits of native testosterone, and that's in the metabolism, in the blood, without the excessive hematocrit that you get and without the prostate swelling. I mean, it's amazing. We've had some people come on Cipian and be like, oh my God, my PSA is down, my hematocrit's down, everything's down, and I feel great. That's the future of testosterone supplementation.
Amazing.
I'm so excited. That too.
I mean, as someone with testicular cancer, that
yes,
I mean, I've been on Cipionate since 2007.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always the trick is trying to find that dip. Like, am I trying to microdose three times
a week? Oh, I know.
It's a lot
once
of
times. Weeks. No, once a week, you're too far that way, you're too far that way. It was like, you know, you're measuring it all by your nighttime erections, basically.
Yeah.
You know,
it's hard.
When's this right? Once, you know, it's,
yeah.
It's hard. Yeah.
It's hard.
And like three times a week, it would really sail, but it's just like, oh, I don't like this. And
yeah.
Just get, you know, on the mind, how are you getting the right, but not too much?
Yeah.
And then getting the aromatase inhibition right. And so with the sublingual, you have this big peak that lasts the rest of the day. But you also have a big peak of estrogen that comes after it lasts the rest of the day. So if you can block some of that aromatization, but you don't want to block it all the time. You know, like Arimidex and stuff, they have negative effects. And so we found some natural compounds, which in a nanoparticle, like Crizin. Crizin was always supposed to do that, but a capsule doesn't work because you metabolize it to a non-aromatase blocking form when you absorb it. But in a nanoparticle, it does. So we have one that's just about to come out with Crizin, Hesperitin, and DIM, and Pregnenolone. And those aromatase inhibitors last almost exactly as long as the testosterone peak. So then you get your testosterone peak, you blunt your estrogen peak, but then the rest of the day you keep, you know, you don't over suppress the estrogen. And so I think it's a great way to go. I think you'll like it a lot.
For myself and anybody listening, if they're interested, where would they have their doctor go, explore, contact?
Yeah, see, that's contact Quiksilver Scientific.
Okay.
Get an account with us, talk to your rep, because we're starting a bunch of compounding pharmacies on that right now. Premier Custom Pharmacy, ABC Pharmacy, Center City Pharmacy, those all have it. There's a bunch more that are starting up now, and we'll have a list of all those. And we'll have a platform for you to just put the prescriptions through. So you can call them or put them right through. But once you get an account with Quiksilver Scientific, we have infinite resources. Behind the login, there's so many resources. Our reps are amazing. We have a whole clinical team to talk to you. But yeah, that's all coming out now. It's going to come out real strong.
So exciting. I didn't even know we were going to go into there.
Oh, yeah. We have a huge program in compounding. You know, so it's testosterone, it's GLPs, it's growth hormone promoters, PDE5 inhibitors. Imagine a sublingual sildenafil, vardenafil, tadalafil, a little lipomorphine. Woo!
Yeah. Wow.
It's dangerous.
Amazing. Well, we got to wrap it up. We're at our hour. I can't wait till you're back in Austin.
I'll jump right back here in the studio with you. I love going with you.
I love it.
It's always with the right guy. Everything just flows.
It's easy. It's easy. Let's do a couple of quick fire questions. Because we're in the state of this very unique world right now, it feels very, very polarized. You get to tune everybody into your iPhone. You get to do an Instagram live to the world. What's your advice to people right now?
Mindfulness, centeredness, presence. You know, you stop all that chatter and just learn to just be here, present. Feel not your mind going out and controlling. Feel your heart open. And just feel.
Yeah.
Gotta feel out of your own way. We're all one thing. It's just all one energy field. And that's not just woo-woo. I mean, this is just quantum physics, not woo-woo quantum physics. It is all just one field. Until we center and just feel that, we're never going to let go of this constant hatred of ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're war with ourselves. And so let's just stop. Just get to the center and unfold all that.
I feel that in my heart. Let's close it there.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah, buddy.
Friends, most people don't realize the body needs over 100 different minerals to function at its best. And most of us are running on low. That's why brain fog, poor sleep, low energy, even a drop in sex drive are so common. And you know me, this podcast is not here to market magic. We're here to stick to the facts. So Beam Minerals is a company that delivers real, bioavailable electrolytes through humic and fulvic complexes, carbon-based molecules that hydrate your cells, as well as binding to toxins, supporting gentle daily detox. This is foundational health. There's no sugar, there's no synthetics, there's no hype, there's just clean ionic minerals that your body actually recognizes and can use intentionally. You can use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN to try it and feel what full mineral support really can do for the body. Replenish, rebuild, detoxify naturally with Beam. Oh my goodness, thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed the show today, head over to Apple or Spotify, wherever you listen, and please leave us a 5-star review. And if you want to continue working together and learning, you could join the Biological Blueprint. This is my custom program I created over the last 20 years of life experience and education to help you move from where you're stuck to where you want to be. There are over 20 different medical professionals involved. Everything is a walk and learn. We can go outside together to the gym. There's lectures, webinars, downloadable PDFs on everything we've ever talked about on the podcast. It is my opus. It is my love letter to the human body and the operating manual I wish I had had when I started to get sick. You can also extend our relationship and deepen the process by going to beautifullybroken.world and check out our store. Listed there are the technologies, the supplements, the products that I love and I personally use and I've curated for you. Most of them have significant discounts by using the link or the discount code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN, and they do support the podcast through affiliations. Now, if you want to check out our YouTube channel, we've had some changes. Unfortunately, the overseers at Google decided we talked too much about silver biotics and nano silver, and all our content from the last 10 years was taken down. But we have a new channel, and that link is also in the show notes. Now, finally, a message from my vast team of internet lawyers. The information on this podcast is for education. By listening, you agree not to use this information found here as medical advice to treat, diagnose, or cure any medical condition in yourself or others. Always consult your guiding physician for actual medical issues that you may be having. And our closing, we are in a paradigm shift. The world needs you at your very best. So take these conversations as a jumping off point for further exploration. Remember, while life can be painful, how we put the pieces back together is a beautiful process. I love you so much. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, signing off.